Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hi guys, this is Teddy Mellencamp and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and...
and Emily Simpson. Thanks for joining us because we're hilarious.
Because we are amazing. Or at least we seem to think so.
We have two fans. That would be us.
We are each other's biggest fans. Oh my gosh. I got some DMs after last week though, Emily.
Oh, was it the people that were mad at us for the LVP comments? Because that's what I got.
No, I got, you need to tell Emily she needs to be nicer to you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They said, Teddy, we just want you to know that even though you get so much hate, people really do like you. And you can't let Emily tease you that way. And I was like, if you think that Emily... of all people, is the one that hurts me the most. Y'all got another thing coming.
Yeah.
I'm in on the joke, folks. I'm all right. I mean, especially now that we have matching backgrounds in pink and blue. Like we,
right. It's equal banter. It goes both ways. I take it and give it.
Yeah, we're both fine. We're equal opportunists.
That's right.
With giving each other heat. It's what gets us through Vanderpump Rules. Because this week, more than ever, we have a lot. Most of the time, we don't have that many headlines. We're just recapping the episode.
Right.
But I feel like since last week, there's been 624,000 headlines that, like, even from Brittany Cartwright's name changes,
yeah.
I'm exhausted.
I know it's a lot to talk about.
It's a lot. Is there anything new that you'd like to report for us? Just, you know, prior to getting into it.
Just in general, like in life.
Yeah. In life. Is there anything that you feel like I need to know or that like we really need to like bond our friendship to the next level?
No,
I saw you just push your nose up like this.
Absolutely not.
No, nothing.
Okay, no life updates. I don't really have any life updates either. But know who does have a life update?
Lala.
Yeah.
I know.
This is why we really work together. You saw the first thing in our rundown. And yeah. You knew really where I was going.
I knew where you were going. I get it. I follow this.
Well, this all makes sense now because I was supposed to be going to Disneyland with Lala and Stassi. And then all of a sudden it got canceled. Well, at first it got rained out and then it got canceled. And I was wondering, I wonder why it got canceled. Now it makes sense. You don't want to go in the fucking teacups pregnant.
No. How far along is she? Do we know?
Well, far enough along that she has a little baby bump in this picture with Ocean looking up. So like clearly, you know, she was probably in the first trimester during this Disney excursion. And then now that's why we had to cancel. But I mean, Dove has gotten through the hardships of missing Disneyland on her birthday in order for.
See, that's what happens where you went wrong is you told her you were taking her to Disneyland, right? And then you had to back out of it. That's why I've learned to just not tell kids anything.
Not good news, not bad news, nothing.
Because then when you have to change it, they just don't adapt and they just can't handle it. So,
well, the good news is the day that I did tell her we couldn't go was because it was pouring down rain and that she seemed since then to have forgotten of that promise.
Right.
And then now she does slightly like give me little digs by saying things like Mateo from my class went to Disneyland this week. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice for him. And then I just let it be.
Yeah.
Let it ride.
You don't say anything else.
No, I'm not like, well, we rebooked yours because clearly we didn't.
You didn't.
But Lala posted a picture on Instagram this Sunday showing off her baby bump, explaining in the caption, I'm expanding my pod. She received a multitude of comments on this Instagram post, but the one that stuck out to most of the fans was a congratulatory message from Randall Emmett's ex-wife, Amber Child.
Childers?
Amber Childers.
Amber Childers. I think it's that Y in there that's throwing you off.
I mean, it could be. I also thought our new sign said pooping off. And I almost went when I first got it, the P's weren't lit up. So then I was like, pooping off. Great. I'm twats and pooping off. Things are really
it makes sense, though.
But Amber says, congratulations, Mama, she wrote. On Monday's episode of Give Them Lala podcast, she says what she was looking for in a sperm donor. I don't care about looks, Lala said, adding that she did ask what the donor looked like physically. I was like, I would prefer that this baby kind of have the same aesthetic look as me, my mom, and Ocean. So when they come into this world, it's not only like you don't have a dad because I got you from a donor, but you don't look like all those types of things. But then she said, my biggest thing, though, is I did not want to see adult pictures. That makes it too real, too personal. Like, sure, I can look at them as a little kid. That's cute. And I hate to say it, but I also don't need them to be extremely smart because I'm not. Kent's donor has a tiny. It's like this could be me. Kent's donor has a tiny connection with her daughter Ocean, as his favorite song and poem both had to do with Ocean. Upon her child's 18th birthday, the California Cryobank can give them access to their sperm donor if they have questions and they want to go find their dad, Kent explained. Well, I have some questions for you, Emily. Would you want to see an adult picture? Because I would.
Well, I would. I mean, her first sentence when she says, I don't care about looks, I feel like that would have been the thing that I care about. Like, let me see what this person looks like.
Like, especially if you're going to say, I don't care about smarts.
Yeah. You can't not care about either one. You can't be like, I don't care what they look like and I don't care if they're smart. Then what?
You got to pick one. I mean, I get you don't get to have both, but like, maybe you could have one.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you could have anyone as a sperm donor for your next child, who would you pick?
Brad Pitt.
Oh my God, that was mine.
We're trying to steal my sperm donor, bitch.
I was going to say Brad Pitt.
Listen, I feel like me and Brad Pitt would make really smart,
beautiful. Just kidding.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. You have a kid with Brad Pitt and I'll have a kid with Brad Pitt, and then we'll compare.
And but are we gonna compare who's cuter or who's smarter?
Both.
Shit. I mean, do your kids look more like you or Shane though?
Well, it depends, because we have three together. So I think Annabelle is a mix of both of us, but then Luke looks just like Shane and Keller looks just like me.
Yeah.
And Keller is beautiful.
But I am happy for her. I think that age gap is pretty great when you have little ones. If you have little ones together, it's mm-hmm. perfect. I'm excited for her. But I do always wonder about sperm donors, how much information I would need. Like, yeah. And also, oh, this is what I was originally going to say.
Okay,
Here it is. Coming back around.
All right.
Do you get to specify if you want somebody that's funny? And then who's making the decision if that person is actually funny or not? Like, are you clicking off something like, I'm hilarious?
Yes. No, like, it's just a checklist. It says, are you? And it's like, personable. Yes. Funny. Hell yeah, I am.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert.
Do people like you? You yes. love me.
All like, day long.
That's what I want to know. Who is there a deciding factor in this? Like, who is that person? Are you just willy nilly?
Yeah.
Clicking
you,
off shit?
You mean how intense is the vetting process? Like, are they going through several interviews where other people are filling out the form? Like after an interview, like not funny, not yeah. personable, or are they just filling it out themselves?
Like no actual self-realization because they said they were funny and attractive and
right.
they're not.
Right.
But also is somebody checking their, so if somebody's like, yeah, I'm really smart. I, you know, blah, blah, blah. Is somebody actually going back and checking like, yes, they have this. I don't even know what a smart GPA is. So I can't even tell you like a 3.8 GPA, I'm assuming like people tend to say that, or a 4.0
yeah.
GPA. Like, yeah. But is somebody then like, send me the paperwork?
Yeah, like give us a copy of your transcripts and your
from
degrees.
High school, even though you're 42 years old. Like, if somebody asked me for my high school transcripts at this point, how would one get it? How would you get it?
Well, I don't know. I'm a lot older than you. I graduated from high school in 1994. So I feel like my transcripts are, you know, disintegrated by now. They're in a box. In a barn
they're
somewhere.
Transcribed. They're in yeah. Braille.
Yeah. They're like, let me send the Pony Express to send those over to you.
But either way, congratulations. I'm excited for her. And she also has, in my opinion, a very good episode tonight. Taking Ozempic, but still need some guidance with your meals and workouts? Don't want to jump on the semi-glutide train and looking for the best way to get in shape? Either way, accountability can help. And that's where All In by Teddy comes through. Whether you want to get stronger with our new strength training program, are looking to finally get into running with our finish line program, or maybe you just need our standard jump start that will get you in check in just 2 weeks. No matter what you're looking for, we've got it. And when you use code POPPINGOFF, POPPINGOFF, you'll get $50 off any program. You hear me? $50 off any program. Listen, I know every health and wellness journey looks different. That's why we've been able to change over 30,000 lives. So go all in on yourself now at allinbyteddy.com and use code POPPINGOFF to be next.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Rachel Levis's case against Tom Sandoval is weaker. I actually had to read the entire article to understand what the headline even meant. So Rachel, the headline is Rachel Levis's case against Tom Sandoval is weaker than Ariana Maddox. Okay. Is it Us? I never know if it's Us or US Weekly.
You are lying.
I realize
that Tamara this week said she didn't know what Deadline News was. And now you're saying you don't know if it's Us Weekly or US Weekly. Have you ever heard somebody go to the airport and go, I'm going to pick up a US Weekly? No, it's Us.
Why am I at the airport listening to people ask for magazines?
Where else do people ask for magazines these days?
I don't know. That's why I don't know what it's called, because I've never heard it.
I get everything from the Instagram news, so I don't need to get Us Weekly anymore.
All right. But Us confirmed on Thursday that Levis sued Sandoval and Maddox for revenge porn, eavesdropping, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. That's a lot of causes of action right there.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. The case against Tom is actually weaker than the case against Ariana. Attorney Nima Ramani exclusively told Us Weekly, this is why under California's revenge porn statute, there is a requirement that the porn be distributed. We know that Tom was allegedly participating in this FaceTime. Okay, what's going on in the FaceTime?
Okay, well, they're masturbating, or she's masturbating, allegedly.
So she has her phone out on a FaceTime, and then she's and he recorded it? He screen recorded it?
Yes, he did that without her knowing, allegedly. I don't know if he was pleasuring himself as well. There's been multiple different sides of this coming forward. But have you ever done that? Just curious.
Recorded myself.
No, not recorded yourself, but have you ever
masturbated? Been on are you just asking that?
Well, I would hope you have, or else. But no, have you ever done a FaceTime and masturbated?
No. You have?
I have not, but this is such a disgusting story, but oh my God, to tell you now. And now Edwin will probably sue me for revenge porn sharing. I don't know if that's a thing, but he was out of town and he called me. Like, Edwin very rarely gets drunk. I get drunk relatively often, but Edwin is like not that type. He gets drunk. And so he calls me when he gets back to his room And he decides he thinks it's time for show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts doing his thing, but then he's so effed out of his mind.
Wait, this is through a FaceTime?
This is through a FaceTime. Okay. Don't worry, I recorded it.
Great.
FaceTime, so he's like talking to me and I'm like, at this point, I'm just like acting. I'm like, yes, get it. Get after it. Never hotter.
Yeah.
So turned on. Meanwhile, I'm stone cold sober. I just put the kids to bed. He was like in a different time zone. And then he masturbated onto the phone.
Oh, I can't believe you're telling the story. You're getting divorced after this. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know he's going to file for divorce after he hears this.
I'm like, absolutely not. And listen, I understand there's oversharing. Last week, we talked about shitting ourselves. Today, we're talking about this. But then the point is, it's like normally when you do bad things, you don't really want to talk about it the next day. Yeah. But don't worry. This first thing I did when he called me the next morning, I was like, remember last night when you came on your phone?
Yeah. And did he remember?
He was like, huh? Oh, shit.
I hope he sanitized it.
I don't know. I've never used his phone since. But the point is, I didn't actually record it. But they were something was happening like that. They were Tom was recording it. I don't know if he was doing well. Then Ariana saw it, and that was the reason for their breakup.
Right. So Tom was allegedly participating in this FaceTime and he may have recorded it, but it's unclear whether he sent it to anyone. The allegations are that Ariana got access to Tom's phone and sent it to herself and to Rachel. So that would be the distribution part, which then goes back to the headline, why the case against Sandoval is weaker than Ariana, because she was actually Ariana, because she was the one that actually distributed it. Of course, we don't know who has the video and who it all was sent to.
But in the law, in the suing, what is it called when you get sued? In the document, it says there was over 50 Jane Does it was sent to.
Well, I think that's just because those are like placeholders in case they find evidence that more people like it was sent to more than that they know of at this point.
Well, Ariana, from the beginning, even last season when this was talked about, Ariana has always remained vigilant about the fact that she didn't share it with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She caught it. You know, they were at the concert, at Tom's concert. She got the phone. She saw it. She flipped out. She called Rachel. She never sent it to anyone. She never showed anybody. I do think if there were snippets of it, it would have ended up online. And the fact that it didn't leads, I hate to give Ariana a shot on things, but I really don't think she shared it with a bunch of people. Because then I went back and watched Jeff Lewis with Lala.
Uh-huh.
Last year, she said she never saw it. Sheena said she never saw it. So at this point...
But she sent it to herself. So she sent it from his phone to herself, right?
Well, we don't have 100% confirmation on that. We solely know she saw it on Tom's phone. She's saying on this podcast with Sheena that after that, she was, I saw 5 seconds of it. I didn't need to see more. And then I wonder if that was me and it was somebody was cheating on me and there was a video, like, would you watch the entire thing?
No. No.
You just watch enough to catch just, them. And,
yeah.
But would you send it to anybody?
Probably.
Yeah, that's me too. I probably would send it to like my closest friends and be like,
I feel like she had to send it to someone. Your natural reaction would be to send it to someone and be like, look what I just found, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're just sitting there with what you saw on your own.
No. She had to have sent it to someone.
But when it comes to revenge porn, do you think even if Ariana did send it to a friend saying, can you believe this? Is she guilty of a crime? Or do you think Rachel is just using the legal system as a retaliatory tactic rather than actually feeling like Ariana has wronged her?
Well, here's the thing. If she was recorded doing something sexual without her knowledge and then it got distributed to other people, then, I mean, I feel like that fulfills the statute for revenge porn. I'd be pissed.
I mean, I would be pissed too, but I also, unlike my husband, have never masturbated on a FaceTime.
Yeah, me neither.
But also, I have another question. Is it like Snapchat where if you, because I feel like it did alert Edwin when I was attempting to try to screen record it, but I didn't know how because I'm not very good on the phone.
Oh,
but
you mean did it give him a notice?
Yeah. Did it give Rachel a notice when he went to screen grab or record what was happening? Like, don't you get a notice when that happens?
I don't know, because I don't think anyone's ever tried to screen grab a FaceTime, because I'm just not that interesting.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're not. You're not.
Yeah. You're like, no. Yeah.
Clearly. Clearly. But do you think this is similar to the restraining order she got against Sheena? Like, remember, she filed one against Sheena before the reunion that then ended up getting dropped. Do you think she's doing this for attention, or do you think she's getting bad advice, or do you think she's really going to get a big payout for this?
You know, I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit of everything. I think she probably has, if the video was sent to people, then she definitely has a good case. But again, I think a lot of it's retaliatory too, where she's just feeling like she's the victim and she wants to do something to make it look like, you know, like she was set up and she was a victim in all of this.
Well, she did say on a recent episode of her podcast that Tom would get upset if she didn't reach out after a day or two, telling her she was selfish and running away from her problems when she was staying at the medical facility, the Meadows, right, that she left him to deal with all the fodder. An overall discussion of Tom being a terrible Rachel suing Ariana scorn. We also cannot forget that Rachel, while spending a whole season lying as well, asked Ariana about her sex life with Tom on camera while she was actively sleeping with Tom. Yeah. So I understand everyone makes mistakes, but that's pretty, like,
was that calculated though, to throw people off the trail?
Regardless, if I was having sex with Shane, I would avoid the topic of sex with you. Like, I don't need to talk about it with you. If I was having sex with Shane, yeah, I wouldn't be like, so how's your sex life with Shane right now?
But maybe you just wanted to compare.
But either way, what do you think is going to happen to this? Do you think it's going to get dismissed, or do you think someone's going to get in trouble?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on how many people they can prove that it was sent to. It's the distribution part.
Well, I think the fact that we never saw everything gets leaked, and the fact that not a trace of this has been leaked leads me to believe it has not been shared.
Yeah,
with too many people.
That is true. That is a good analysis.
Oh, you know what, Emily? I love the compliments. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm trying to be nice so that you know, I don't get myself in trouble again. Listen, look so pretty today.
Listen, please don't. And please don't lie, because I have sopping wet hair because I was trying to move the podcast time because I needed to get my hair colored, because last time you made fun of my roots and then I didn't have time to get a blowout after. So I had to race home. The next one is Brittany Cartwright says Jax Taylor needs to change before reunion. There's been, I would say between the last, maybe it started on Saturday, there's been like five different reports. First, it was that Brittany had moved into a friend's place. Then Jax came forward and said that wasn't actually true. They're fine. Then Brittany removed her, you know, Taylor from her last name. We saw the car.
Yeah, full of lots of stuff.
The car is as bad as Ariana's bedroom.
I was going to say the same thing. Did Ariana pack up that car for her? Or maybe she's just helping Ariana clean her room.
I'm dead that I thought that the last name was Taylor, but it's actually Couchy or Cauchy, C-A-U-C-H-I, but I just assumed it was Jax Taylor. But no, she removed, Jack's real last name is the one she removed from her Instagram, not his stage name.
Oh, he has a stage name, huh?
Yeah, but she's saying that this is definitely for her mental health. She noted on Friday, denying it's a publicity stunt for the couple's upcoming reality show, The Valley.
She says, I think that's one of the hardest parts right now, that people are speculating that I'm doing something for the show coming out, because actually, no. Whenever you fight with somebody for so long, there's only so much you can take, and I deserve better and Cruz deserves better. By this messaging and the fact that thou who protests too much,
yes,
and Jack saying this is not over, this is not done, this is
right.
My guess is she caught him slipping.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. And what do you mean by slipping? Like his penis?
Yeah, his slipping. Penis may have slipped into somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't think his penis was slipping into the girl whose photo they keep showing, because that's his publicist, where they're like, was Jax on this secret trip?
Right, right.
I don't think it was her, but
yeah.
Something happened after that trip. But I don't know. There's also, will it help people tune into the Valley? I don't know. I don't know that I would watch the Valley if I wasn't getting paid to watch the Valley.
Yeah. So you're not interested in watching it?
Are you?
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I always say that I don't like to watch stuff, but then when I start watching it, then I kind of get sucked into it.
Yeah, I know. It's like me with Love is Blind right now. I'm very invested.
Okay. I started watching that the other night.
And do you think, and I know that we're not talking about Love is Blind, but I have a question. Do you think you would have fallen in love with Shane had you only heard his voice?
Yes, because he has a great voice and he's funny. And I like people that are funny, like sarcasm, witty sarcasm. I'm attracted to that.
How many days in a pod do you think it would take him to make you fall in love with him? Or who do you think would have fallen in love first?
Oh, me with him or him with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably him with me, because I'm extraordinary. I don't know.
Well, the interesting part about Love is Blind, which is what I really like, is once they come out of the pods and you see how much they cannot stand one another, which right. leads you to believe, is love actually... Love can see.
Yes. Love is not blind. Love has 20/20 vision and contacts.
And LASIK.
Yeah.
Love can do all the things. Oh my gosh. All right. I guess we have to get off Love is Blind, but let's take a little break and we'll come back and talk about episode 6.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play, But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Okay, so we're about to talk about episode 6, but while I was on my restroom break washing my hands, I was thinking about something.
Yeah.
Do you think that the FaceTime, if somebody was going to send a FaceTime as a female pleasuring themselves?
Yeah.
Are they showing their face or are they showing their privates or do they have like a holder? Like, how does it happen?
Like, logistically, how does it work?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it shouldn't be FaceTime. It should be like vagina time. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I'm really trying to wrap my head around do you have to squinch your body?
I feel like that's a lot of work. Like, you would have to get like your phone and put it in your iPhone holder with maybe like a ring light. And then
I don't want to see my privates with a ring light. I'm good. Okay,
I just assume if someone's FaceTiming while they're doing that they need good lighting so that the other person, you know, gets a good view. Like, I feel like there's a whole
vagina glam.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you shave or something before you did that? You would make sure
you lasered.
You would make sure it's nice and trim down there before you just put it out there on a FaceTime call.
But I would think that it would be sexier to see somebody's face, like making the noises, talking, than like, I don't know. So then
you mean like it's a literal FaceTime, but you just can't see what's going on below.
Yeah, like you just know what's happening. You're using your imagination to guess what's happening below.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that.
Well, okay. If you disagree, then just say it.
I gave my whole ring light scenario, but
it wasn't enough for me.
No, I get it.
Okay, so it's day 2 in Tahoe. Everyone's slowly waking up when James yells about needing his special chocolates, which I was like, the mushroom ones or what are you talking about?
The special ones.
The special chocolates. Sandoval is writing in his journal. He writes a lot in his journal.
He does. You know what I was thinking? I was like, was that his idea to write in the journal or was it like, hey, you should write in a journal? Like, was he trying to look sensitive?
I think Rachel told him he should be journaling.
And so he was journaling because someone told him to journal. I don't know. I felt like it was like a ploy to make him look like he was deep and sensitive.
Well, yes, I would assume.
As opposed to a superficial narcissist.
Yeah, like you know, like the rest of us.
Right.
But I do think Rachel was probably at this point, they're still in communication she's calling him from, you know, on the landline from the Meadows. And she's saying, I'm doing all this work on myself. He's upset, saying you're selfish. And she says, well, if you really want to do this, you should stop drinking and you should be journaling and you should be doing all these things. So he's making sure in case she ever comes back, there is tape of him journaling.
Yeah, right.
But then Sandoval states that yesterday was one of the craziest filming experiences he's ever had since being on the show. He writes about Sheena inviting him over to the table at the airport. He says he's only gotten 1 hour of sleep the night before, making him extra emotional the entire day. He also says his talk with James could have gone better, but it was productive.
How is his craziest filming experience that Sheena invited him over to a table at the airport?
Maybe because he thought they were never going to be friends again. But like, I'm imagining like the blurred out parts are like Tom doodling, like Rachel Sandoval. with like lightning bolts everywhere. Like, what's actually freaking happening? Like, why did they need to blur stuff out?
I don't know. Maybe they just blurred it out to make you think that there's something interesting on that page, but there's actually nothing there.
But like, I have messy, terrible, big handwriting, and he's got like beautiful penmanship. I guess that's a quality I could look for in a partner.
Yeah, I think that's important. So when he writes love notes, it's very pretty.
So like, he can touch the lamp, send a note that he's been writing in his journal. Then Lala and Sheena are laying in bed talking about their trip so far. Sheena texted Ariana yesterday telling her how everything's been very surface level and there's been no big fights yet. Both Lala and Sheena emphasize if this were either of their trips, Sandoval wouldn't have been invited. Then Sheena reminds Lala of the time when Sandoval, this was a big thing for me. Sandoval sent her money during the pandemic because she had no income. She starts crying and says the line, "I'm not saying come over for dinner and let me paint your toenails white." But despite her sadness when it comes to her broken friendship with Sandoval, Sheena tells Lala she doesn't feel torn. She's team Ariana until she dies. I don't know that you can say that because I already feel like the shift of you're no longer team Ariana because you're pissed off about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, I think, how do you say that someone sent you money during the pandemic without you asking for it and thousands of dollars showed up in your account? And the fact that he never brought it up.
On camera, nothing.
On camera. And he could have to make himself look better or have some redeeming qualities, and he never did. So I don't know. In that moment, I was like, how do you say that and then say you're team Ariana? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
like, you
know.
Should just be team, no team.
No team. No team. You're team who's ever the better friend to you. But I, since seeing this episode, I have sent Tom my Zelle, my Venmo, my PayPal account.
Have you gotten anything? Any deposits?
No, I'm happy to accept them at any point that he see fit. Like, because I do, I'm willing to accept the money. And listen, you know, I'll be team Tom all the way if he wants to pay me a lot of money.
You'll be team Tom until you die.
I'll be until I die or until Vanderpump Rules is over and I'm on to the Valley.
Whichever comes first.
But then we get Ariana doing a photo shoot for her new cocktail book. Unlike the last one, which featured Sandoval, this one is all her.
Ariana doesn't think Tom believes she could do anything on her own. She calls this book her breakup album, being inspired by Alanis Morissette, Kelly Clarkson, and Beyonce. The title of the book is Single AF Cocktails, Drinks for Bad Bitches by Ariana Maddox.
I also want to point out that Alanis Morissette's breakup anthem was about Dave Coulier from Full House.
Was it the funny guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think I knew that.
Ariana's ability to monetize Sandoval should actually be studied in colleges everywhere at this point.
Yeah. She excels at that. It's like, hey, we did a book together. I'm going to do it on my own this time. Like, it's not even genius ideas yet. Here we are.
And now it makes me annoyed that I haven't, because I was sent both of those books. You probably were as well. I'm annoyed that. Oh, you weren't? Oh.
Nothing. Yeah. No, sorry.
Were you sent the Tom and Tom candle?
No, nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
But I'm wondering, I didn't know there was story time in the cocktail books. I thought it was like a recipe book for cocktails.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there story time in there? So what is it? It's some drinks, but also some detailed stories of what? Their relationship?
I guess, because she like kind of lays out.
Oh, like, broke it out. Oh, right. Into the different chapters.
Like, I'm happy for you. The love, the blah, like betrayal, all the things. Now I'm like, okay. Ariana, once again, very smart, because that book that I got 3 months ago, I am now going to open it. And start to look, because let's be honest, I'm never going to learn how to make a cocktail.
No.
Properly. But if there's going to be story time, I'm interested.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Shannon, the meditation instructor?
I actually, Shannon, the meditation instructor, didn't bother me. I actually liked her, and I liked how she made them sit back to back. I thought that was smart.
No, who didn't like that?
Sheena didn't like that.
Sheena didn't like that. She also, Sheena was so fucking pissed that Brock was late. She couldn't even see straight.
I know. He's all, oh, I'm just coming from the 18th hole.
Also, when she woke up and said that she thought that he went golfing, I thought he went golfing with one of the other guys in the house. And then I'm like, lo and behold, there's Shorts and Sandoval. And like, they're all there. So he went like golfing with other people and then didn't make it back in time to film. And she was like, no.
No. And then she had to sit back to back with Sandoval. She was not having a good day at all.
She wasn't. And then she tried to get Brock to come over to do back to back on a three-way.
And he wouldn't come.
And he wouldn't, probably because he knew he was going to get his ass.
She's like, I'm going to stay over here, way over here.
And listen, we love our guy Shorts, but his dirty feet really made me anxious. Why? I checked. Not one other person had dirty feet.
No.
No.
I didn't even notice the dirty feet.
Do you have, let me see your foot.
No, I have tennis shoes on. There's no dirty feet here. Look.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good for you that you have sneakers on, because who knows what would be underneath that.
I don't know. I don't have socks on, so.
But it gets very chaotic during the meditation. The instructor asks everyone to relax and play a movie of their life. We get like very like chaotic flashbacks of Sandoval's last few months with Ariana and the friend group. And then this is the real doozy. The instructor tells everyone to go back with the person that they're sitting back to back with and imagine them never seeing the person again.
That made me sad. I got a little teary-eyed.
So did Tom.
I get it.
So now you've seen Shane cry 3 times in 15 years, and we've seen Tom cry 15 times in 3 episodes.
Sounds about right.
But what did you think about Sheena getting up? She's super emotional. There's lots of back and forth.
Okay, but here's what I think. I think she's struggling because I think she wants to be okay with Tom. I think that she would like to make up with him and move forward. But I think it's difficult because then she knows that if she does that, then Ariana is like, everybody who's okay with Tom is dead to Ariana. So I think she's trying to navigate both. You think
she cares about Ariana or she cares about what social media and the outs, because once I saw the amount of times that she was looking up the picture where she had her arms around Tom and everybody was coming for her. I think I'm biased because I like Sheena. I like hanging out with her. I've always had a wonderful time with her. I don't think she's a bad person, but I think on this show, she gets a lot of heat for straddling the fence or whatever they like to say it. You know, she's always a flip flopper or whatever it may be. Yeah. And she doesn't want that again this year.
Yeah. No, I think she's genuinely concerned about the backlash from the social media mob. So I feel like she's afraid to move forward with Sandoval because then she's going to not only piss off Ariana, but also piss off the public, because I'm sure when they started filming, there was such a backlash against Tom and everybody was so supportive of Ariana that that's where everybody's mentally at.
But my other question is, whenever you see, you know, we watch Ariana and Katie not actually interviewing the people for the sandwich shop, but the other lady doing it, but then they talk to Sheena on the phone, it doesn't really appear to me that they like Sheena.
I agree. And the way that they look at each other and like side eye each other and, you know, kind of like roll their eyes when she's like, talking, they're just like, you know, I'm like, I think she needs to just make up with Tom and move on.
Yeah, just make up with Tom, because I don't know. I guess we haven't watched from the beginning, but there doesn't seem to be a ton of love from Ariana to Sheena. And I know that Katie used to hate Sheena.
Well, I don't know if used to is the correct word, because the way they side-eye each other, I feel like it's currently.
Yeah, I feel like it might be in present form. But somehow they get through the meditation, but then they go on, they decide the Tahoe group takes a ride on some gondolas
Sandoval, Schwartz, and Brock are in one together while the rest of the group are in another. Sandoval once again defends his actions, saying he and Rachel never did anything to intentionally hurt anyone. Brock points out that Sandoval's team tried to lie about Brock hooking up with Rachel during the height of Sandoval to take some of the heat off of him. Do we believe this?
Which part?
The part where for a while it was like implied that Brock was also had hooked up with Rachel because Rachel just goes in trying to steal everybody's boyfriends.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So Brock did?
Is he didn't true? Actually hook up. No, but Brock was telling Tom, hey, because of this, your team started planting stories about me. Oh, saying yeah. That I also could have hooked up with Rachel.
Yeah. And then Tom said, no way his team did that. That's absolutely untrue. Never happened.
I've met Tom's team. I'm not sure they're. Listen, I love Tom's team. Very nice gentlemen. Yeah. You saw them at Tom's birthday. I'm not sure they're savvy enough
to make that story up. Just sit around and calculate that story and then put it out there.
I'm sorry. I think that story formed because Sheena made a big deal last year saying, I would trust Rachel laying in bed with Brock and not worry about it. Mm. And so I think that's how the story started, not because Tom's team was like, hey,
hey, deflection over here. Woohoo.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Getting back to Katie and Ariana hiring,
This was last July. Where are they working?
I don't know, but you know what? It's hard to watch that scene knowing that they still aren't open.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they were like complaining about how the woman took over.
Oh, Penny. They're pissed at Penny.
Like, they're so mad at Penny. But then I'm like, but when Penny was done asking questions, that would be your opportunity to also ask questions. But they're just like, bye. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, bye.
And that's it. Bye.
They're too booked up being pissed at Penny and Sheena and that they're not on the Tahoe trip and that this is the one thing they're filming, hiring people from a business that's still not open. Like, it's rough. It's rough going out there. And I like those girls. It's just, but also things I need to know. Is Penny still on the payroll?
I want to know, are they paying rent? Are they still currently paying rent? Have they been paying rent this entire time?
And does the big dill tie work there? Is he just making the big dill tie? Is he just making salami sandwiches on his downtime just in case, like preparing himself? He's like, screw you, Four Seasons. There's a chance I might get a shot at the sandwich shop. So yeah.
Let's hope he didn't put in his letter of resignation right after that interview, because otherwise he's screwed.
Sandoval's going to have to send him PayPal's too.
Yep.
Poor guy. Then they're on the boat. Things are starting to come unraveled. Half the boat being drunk and the other half being sober is a little bit rough. It's rough going. The fact that they're needing to do shots of oxygen.
Just to get through it. I thought it was a tequila. I need oxygen.
I thought it was a whippet at first. I was like, I can't believe they're showing this.
I did too. Because he's like, that's some good stuff. I was like.
And then I was like, oh, that isn't whipped cream. That's just oxygen tank from the boat.
Oxygen.
But Sheena starts to cry and admits she can't keep hating Tom for on Ariana. Katie and Ariana aren't remorseful at all. If I had a tear for every time Sheena cried this episode in regards to Sandoval, I'd be rich enough not to do this pod anymore.
You could just resign.
I was
right now.
I'm out. I'm done.
Bye-bye.
And then we've got, what about James hard launching the return of Hippie? Or Graham, or whatever his name is, by posting the photo on the boat, and Allie panicking because she's like, "This means it's real."
Yeah, it's now we've made it official. This dog now lives with us.
How'd you feel about Shorts hitting on the boat attendee?
I found it amusing. But I felt like she's forced into being nice, though, because if you're hitting on someone on camera. Like, I feel like they are kind of forced to go along with it.
Well, clearly she didn't feel too forced because we never saw her back at the house for the cook-off later.
That is true. She was being nice, though. She was like, yeah, okay.
She's like, sure, yeah, whatever. Good. Did you wash your feet in the ocean? Yeah,
I was going to say.
Or in the lake?
Yeah, maybe it was the dirty feet that was a turnoff.
Then we get to, this is the, I think the, probably the best part of the episode where Sandoval and Lala start to really get into it. Uh-huh. Lala's kind of been taking a back seat, but she essentially wants an apology from Tom because Tom has always had an issue with things that Lala has done. And he's saying that she needs to be honest about her life. But even when saying this, he was currently having an affair with Rachel.
Right.
What are your thoughts on, like, when I watch these shows and when I, you know, when I talk to you, I think sometimes mm-hmm. we can all be hypocrites.
I mean, I think he was a hypocrite, but I think she made a good point and it made sense when she was talking about it. And I could tell that all she wanted was a recognition that he was hypocritical and that he made a comment about her not being real while he's having an affair with someone in their friend group. I feel like that was an opportunity for him to just show a little vulnerability and some humanity and say, you're absolutely right. That was totally out of line. I was lying. I was being deceitful.
I was trying to deflect.
And I shouldn't have done that. And now I see it. But instead, he just he just goes into her, and that's why he pisses people off, and that's why you can only like him for a limited amount of time and you feel badly for him, but it's only in short spurts, because then he says really dumb stuff again and then you're back at square one again.
If what I feel like when you watch him, if you start having conversations with him and everything is soft and kind and you're not accusatory, he can handle it. But the second you start to put any blame on him and he isn't choosing it to do it himself to start, he blows. And like, it's, I mean, the fact that even he talked shit about Lala in an article the day he and Rachel got caught, he even corrected her and said, oh, it wasn't the day before. It was the day we got caught. Like, Lala's like, how could you even do that to me? And then Sandoval tries defending himself, saying he kept a 7-month relationship private while Lala kept her 6-year relationship quiet for a few years. They get into a screaming fight. It doesn't appear that he really starts to understand what Lala's saying at all until Sheena gets involved.
Yeah. Well, Sheena has to break it down. I mean, I guess he didn't understand what Lala was saying from the get-go. And I think maybe that's why he got heated. I guess I can give him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe too much.
Maybe he needs to lay off the oxygen.
Yeah. It's like sometimes I have too much oxygen and I'm like, woo! I mean, I guess, but he did do the same to James at the party. He is so stuck in living in the world of the show that he can't also like compartmentalize and say, yes, this did happen at one point in our relationship, our friendships, but this is what I recently did.
Right. So you're saying at his birthday party when James came and was talking to him and he's like, but you, so he turns it around.
You hooked up with Kristen 11 years ago or whenever it was.
Right.
Like, there's always that. But I think that when you do something shitty, that tends to be what you want to do. You want to find other people that did shitty things.
Yeah, so and then you want to bring up the shitty things that they did and throw it out there to deflect from the shitty thing that you did. But I guess that it comes down to whoever did the shittiest thing currently, they just have to deal with that.
Yeah, we've already worked through the shitty things you guys have done in years past. We're on this current thing.
Right. We're on your current shitty thing.
Yeah. But then we get, they seem to have like kind of a breakthrough. They seem fine. Mm-hmm. She does call Sandoval scary, saying he doesn't take accountability. She starts to see like patterns that she's not comfortable with. But then we're back to Sheena having another mental breakdown about the picture she took with the fan.
Yeah. You know, I feel like, because I've been there too, and I'm sure you have too, you can't help the social media mob. Like, whatever someone thinks at some point, there's nothing you could do about it. The only thing you could do, Shane always says, you need to just put your phone down and give it 72 hours and then they move on to something else. Yeah. You can't mentally just get into it and read all the comments and cry over it, because it is what it is. And when you put yourself out there, when you're on a reality show, when you're out taking pictures with fans, it happens. It happens to all of us.
Well, I feel like if I were to read my mentions, I would also be in the meadows.
Maybe you should read them so that Sheena feels better.
Like, I'd be like, sorry, Emily, I'm going to be gone for the next 3 to 6 months.
Are you going to go hang out with Rachel? Are you going to have to do some rehab together?
I cannot go to my mentions. Like, I can't, no way. And like, especially on a trip, on camera, all the things. I'm like, don't go to the mentions.
You could really live life on the edge if you just get rid of all your, what is it, your banned words, your list of banned words. If you could just delete them all for like a week and see what happens.
No, the sadness I would feel by getting all those clown faces. Like, nothing gives me more joy than knowing that I blocked the clown face. And like, no matter what you try to do, I can't get it
in there.
I will never see the clown face. No, not happening. No. But I also want to know what's wrong with me that face really offends me that much.
I don't know. You get it that often?
Oh. I got it. So, like, you're a clown. And then the face, like, I just think the face is so rotten. Like, I just don't want to see that face. Like, no. Do what you need to do, but I don't need to see the face. But she says Ariana isn't coming to her defense. So I'm like, no shit. Of course she's not going to come to your defense. But then Sheena vents to Lala that Ariana never validates her conflicting emotions with Sandoval.
Yeah, and that's never going to happen.
Yeah, never.
Hello.
Listen, I also do not have a high IQ, but I know that that is not going to happen.
Never.
Then during Lala's confessional, she says Ariana needs to pull her head out of her ass. She needs to remember who her friends are and what they've done for her. Then Sheena asks why they can never have a moment that's about her. She's tired of everything revolving around Ariana. And then that's yes. when...
Finally, I feel like people are actually saying what they're finally thinking.
But I do think Sheena totally told on herself by saying she wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, but she just was happy for her friend.
I'm so happy for her. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy for her. I can't wait to go.
I've been auditioning for 11 years, but I'm thrilled that she got it.
So happy she got it.
Like, I was like, okay, here we go. We finally got to the real story.
But I'm so happy.
I'm good as gold.
I'm so happy for her.
But I do think things are picking up. I do think things are picking up.
Yes, they are. It's definitely getting better.
It's getting better. But I do wonder what happens when they get home from Tahoe, because we see Joe into the mix with shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Which is clear what we predicted was right, that they're friends with benefits.
Yep.
And now she wants to take things to the next level and he's not having it.
No.
Do you think he's still in love with Katie?
No, I don't think so. I don't feel that. Do you?
I don't know. Like the way he was talking about her when Brock was blackout wasted.
Hmm.
He didn't have a good response, but he just kept saying, she liked me when I had nothing. It makes me feel like all of the relationships he's had now that he is, I guess, something, right. I don't know, feel like people are just with him because he's on a television show.
Yeah. So maybe that's the one thing he's missing from that relationship was the authenticity of it.
Yeah.
Even like if it's not her, but... the level of authenticity, because he's clearly not getting that now.
No, clearly. No, absolutely not. I mean, and especially not from the girl from the boat. She never showed up.
Unless she showed up and they were like, look, we don't need you to film. We have enough going on right now. Sheena's crying. Lala's fighting with Sandoval. We don't need you. Blurring out
text messages. Yes, also, did you notice that they blurred out part of those text messages to Ariana again? Like, don't... Please don't, like, you know, try to fool us. I can read. And I can see when you're blurring stuff out or only reading half of a sentence.
I don't know. Again, maybe it has to do with production. I don't know. Or filming. You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, it probably does. But I would like to see the full text. I'm fine. I also don't mind breaking the fourth wall. I don't mind it at all.
I feel like the trend now is to do that more often. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Don't mind it. But I am curious to see where it goes from here once they're all back in LA with Hippie and all the people doing all the things.
Hippie. Is that a better name than Graham?
Absolutely not.
No.
It doesn't naturally come. Like, it's not like I knew the dog Graham. It's not like Graham's, but like Graham, he looks like a Graham cracker.
He does. But Hippie.
Graham is always on a tight leash. You also notice the Graham. There might be a touch of truth to Rachel's story because they never have that Graham just roaming around.
No, I'm surprised he doesn't have like an e-collar on too. That's like a shocker.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Popping Off. We hope you enjoyed. Please ask any questions or anything that you need from us, and we will do our best to annoy you.
And don't DM her saying that I'm mean.
Because now she'll have to pretend to be nice, which she hates doing.
Now I'm going to have to be nice, and I don't like it.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.